Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Each week, we focus on sharing stories and statistics on micro businesses. Those are businesses with 20 employees or less, and that includes the solopreneur. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I am the owner of YMT Consultants, an entrepreneurial training and consulting firm, and the host of the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. We are joined today by Jenna Finesse Hudson, owner of Financial Comfort, and our topic today is your favorite business quote. So, Jenna Finesse, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, this is kind of a fun topic because there are so many quotes out there, aren't there?
There are so many. And most times they're all positive. And it's like, oh, that's upbeat. It keeps you, you know, going. It keeps you motivated. One of my favorite quotes is not so much. It was an executive at Citibank. And his quote was, "We're Citibank. We don't have a product problem. We have a marketing problem." And that came it came about because he felt like Citibank was so big that they could just put out anything they wanted to. It didn't have to be quality. It was all about quantity. And all the other people beneath him were trying to tell him each and every week, each and every strategy session, that this wasn't going to work. And he didn't care. He said, "We're Citibank." That was his quote. "We're Citibank. We're Citibank." So because they were the largest bank, he felt like it didn't matter what he put out there. He just wanted quantity, no quality. And so one year they made some calendars and they tried to sell them to other banks with their branding on them. And he couldn't figure out why it wasn't selling. And they were like, "Hello, first of all, we're their competition, number one. Number two, nobody wants something that somebody else created and nobody's going to pay for it." And so his quote was, "We're Citibank." They kept telling him, "We have a product problem." He said, "No, we don't have a product problem. We have a marketing problem." And so I think about that all the time when I think about my business and when I think about the things that I put out. I want to put out quality and not quantity. I don't want to just be putting out things just for the sake of putting out things. So it's all about quality. And so that quote reminds me of that all the time.
Quality is really important. And that deals with your time as well. Mm-hmm. Because I can remember sitting in a meeting one time and business just was not coming in like it needed to. And the person that I was working for at the time said, we just need to work harder. And I said, "We're putting in an awful lot of hours. We just need to work smarter." Mm-hmm. And his answer was, "Well, no, you just need more activity." And I was like, "Well, activity for activity's sake is not effective." You know, marketing for marketing's sake is not effective either.
And it's funny. I was just on an awesome vacation. And one of the things that I learned or that I took away from the vacation is that I want to not just work smarter, but I want to use my time more wisely. Sometimes I find myself working 6 days a week, you know, 12-hour day. It's just ridiculous, especially just being a solopreneur. And so,
well, and all of our micro business owners understand.
Oh my goodness.
We all struggle with this.
We struggle with this. Yes. And so one of the things that I took away is I don't need a vacation just to sit back and chill. But I felt like I did prior to this vacation. And so I told myself, I'm gonna cut down my hours. I'm not gonna work 7 days a week. I'm not even gonna work 6 days a week. I'm taking Fridays off, and whatever doesn't get done, it just doesn't get done. I'm gonna try to work as smart as I can during the hours that I'm working, but I'm not going to run myself crazy, you know, just pumping out because I feel like I have to, because it's always going to be something that needs to be done.
Which goes back to your quote, right?
Yeah.
So the quote that I really like is one from Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
"If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude about it."
I like that.
Isn't that a good one?
It is a good one.
Talking about your time, mm-hmm. right? If you're not managing your time effectively, you waste a lot of time. Well, I also find there are so many business owners that are determined that they're going to do something a certain way, and it's not working.
You're so right.
Well, if it doesn't work,
Change it. And I'm glad you said that about the attitude. My pastor always says, your attitude determines your altitude. Mm-hmm. And so depending upon what type of attitude you take, whether negative or positive, whether whatever, you know, that determines how far you go in life. And sometimes we don't think about that. We just feel like, oh, woe is me, or, you know, but if you have a positive attitude, it could take you a lot further. So I'm glad you said that. That's a nice one.
Well, the quote I tell people, this is my quote, is we are in control.
I love it.
And business owners will look at me and shake their head going, "No, I'm not." Well, you are. You're actually in control of whether or not you make a decision. You are in control of whether or not you change your attitude about something. You're in control of whether or not you let other people tell you what to do.
That's so true.
You know, that's the one that I love. And because I get such a great reaction of people looking at me like I've lost my mind. Because as a small business owner, we're so busy running, we feel out of control. Mm-hmm. But that's also a choice.
It is a choice. One of my quotes that I always say is, it's not about the income, it's about the outcome. Mm-hmm. And that's one that I've coined. So yeah, just me, Jennifer Ness. Because sometimes we always think about the bottom line and that being monetary, mm-hmm. right? We always think about how much is this going to cost or how much am I going to make from it? But really, it's about the outcome. If we can get more out of what we're doing, despite how much we have to pay for it or how much we get from doing it, that to me is more important than any type of monetary aspect. So
I heard a couple different things. I heard about marketing, mm-hmm. you know, really being aware of who you are and your perception.
Yes.
Not only the perception of yourself, but this perception of others about you.
Yes.
Really, you know, being in control of what you do or don't do.
Yes.
Controlling the outcomes, because if you do put in the effort for the certain outcomes, you will get the monetary reward.
You're absolutely right.
If you're putting in the right effective. So they really, in a lot of ways, kind of go together.
They do. They do. I guess, yeah, you're right.
So you are currently listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast, and my guest today is Jennifer Ness Hudson, and we are talking about favorite quotes. And there are a lot of them out there. You know, there was a Fast Company article, and they talked about the fact that quotes are really phrases that are inspirational, that make you think about something in a positive way, mm-hmm. but more importantly, they make a clear and concise point.
Yeah.
So the two that they had in their article, which I really liked as well, one is, I have not failed. I just found 10,000 ways that it won't work.
I like that.
Thomas Edison. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we've all heard that one mm-hmm. before. And no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor mm. Roosevelt.
I like that. I remember something I read a long time ago, but it said, he that angers you controls you. So that reminds me of that. Mm-hmm. Nobody can, without your consent, nobody can do anything for you or to you. So right. You give them that consent when you allow them to do that. So I like that.
They're both really good, but I think the reason I picked these two is because they clearly make a point.
Mm-hmm.
So for, you know, Thomas Edison, we often, as micro business owners, are exhausted. We feel like we failed a lot of ways. If we're not accomplishing the goals that we set, we must be doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to attitude. It's not just that you failed. You learned something that didn't work. So learn from it, readjust, and move forward.
Or like they say, pivot.
Pivot, exactly. We pivot a lot as business owners, don't we?
We do.
You know, when you think about all the successful business owners out there,
mm-hmm.
they all failed at least once.
They had to.
Not all of them publicly. Some of them extremely publicly.
Yeah.
But not all of them. You know, you have Steve Jobs got kicked out of his own organization that he founded.
Mm-hmm.
In a very public way. How embarrassing can that be?
Or even, what's his name? Kevin Schultz, Starbucks? The Starbucks guy?
I don't know the story as well.
Oh, my goodness. He said that he went 586 times to ask for funding for his very first Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and he could have given up at the 10th time, let alone the 400th time. Mm-hmm. But he kept going. And now you see Starbucks in every Kroger's, the Starbucks right next to it, in the gas station and everywhere else, you know. But in his opinion, he had to go through that in order to see the success of his mission, the success of what his business could be. And so there's a quote that I use in my classes all the time where I tell people, I can't remember who said it, but he said, you know, 9 out of every 10 small businesses fail. So what he says, I'll start 10. So at least one of them will succeed.
Okay.
At least one of them will succeed. But yeah, if we don't fail, we can't really truly admire or admonish what success is. I don't think we can. I think failing helps us to understand what true success is. Otherwise, we don't.
You know, it's interesting because I will see business owners that I would bet you money would succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen business owners that I would bet you money would fail. And the opposite happened.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times what I've actually realized is those that I thought would succeed that failed, when you're so used to things working, that when you come up to roadblocks, sometimes you give up before pushing through.
You're absolutely right.
And the difference is for those that I thought would fail that succeeded, they just kept trying. Yes, you have to sometimes rethink, you have to pivot, you have to figure out what's working, what's not, but you don't give up.
I totally agree. And I think that sometimes, just like folks who never had a struggle, you know, mm-hmm. they don't have a struggle. Once they have one, then they're ready to commit suicide because they don't understand what it means to struggle, what it means to fail, what it means not to get it right the first time. So it's like, oh my goodness, I didn't get it right. I have to kill myself. No, you just failed. It's okay.
It is okay. And for all of our micropreneurs that are listening, who are struggling on a daily basis and are embarrassed because they failed, we've all failed.
Yes, we've all failed. Believe that. And if you haven't failed yet, guess what?
You're going to. Your time is coming.
Your time is coming. So don't. It's not the end. You know, just pivot. Just think about it. Just call YMT Consultants. You know, call somebody to help you get past this little hump because you're going to come to it. And if you haven't come yet, you will.
Well, that's a good piece of advice, isn't it? Reach out and talk to someone.
Absolutely.
And what I have found, and I'm sure you have too, small business owners are constantly willing to give their time to help others.
Yes, we are.
Because we all say that we feel alone. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to make all of these monumental decisions. We don't always have someone to turn to that can really be a great sounding board. Mm-hmm. Our friends and family love us, but they don't always understand. Mm-hmm. Our employees, we don't want to concern them.
Right. That's true. So it's a bubble. It's truly a bubble, especially when you're a solopreneur. Now, when you're a micropreneur and you have a couple employees, then it's like a little different. But when you're a solopreneur, it's like, wait a minute, who do I turn to, right? You have no one to hold you accountable. You don't have any peer groups. You don't have any coworkers. You don't have any colleagues. So it's like, okay, what do I do at this point?
Well, that's when you reach out to the business community because we're all in the same boat. And I have yet to reach out and ask for help and not get it.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I think there's so many resources out there. So.
There are a lot of resources. And besides just reaching out to your small business owners, you know, there are also organizations. So there is SCORES, there are SBDCs, there's Women's Business Centers, there's Women's Small Business Accelerator. There are lots of organizations throughout the country that can be reached out to. Mm-hmm. But I personally find your small business owners, you know, go to different networking organizations and get to know other individuals that are struggling in their business. Because they've got great insights and they understand because they're living it on a daily basis.
So true. I was just out there talking to Janelle and I'm just listening to her success and how she's about to expand into Nashville, Tennessee. And that was encouraging. You know, just listening like, wow, that's pretty awesome. 10 years and now you're going into Nashville, 48 employees. That's pretty awesome.
It really is. But she started as a solopreneur.
I see. I didn't hear that part. So
everybody starts at the very beginning. So when you look at all of the successes and you think, wow, I can't get there, you can.
Absolutely.
They started exactly where you are.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the inspirational quotes, they do help.
Yes, they do.
Because they do remind us sometimes.
Bring us back to center.
They do bring us. That's a very good way to phrase that, isn't it? Back to center.
Yes.
That we're not alone.
Right.
You know, I will tell you, just like everybody else, I've got those days where I feel down.
Mm-hmm. Everybody does.
Everyone does. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I give it about 3 seconds and go, okay, you know. And then I just have to say, Mary, get over it.
Yeah. That's over. Okay, what's next?
What's next? We move on because we're not going to accomplish the end goal of what I want to accomplish that day if I worry about the problem.
There you go.
I need to move to the solution.
Yes.
So do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with our audience?
I just want to say that if you are in a point in your business, in your life, where you're feeling like you need to pivot, I think it's a great idea to reach out to somebody to build some type of support network where you feel strengthened and get yourself a quote or something that you can be reminded of to keep you focused and come back to center.
And as Maya Angelou said, I'm going to say it again because I love this quote. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude about it.
Yes, I agree.
And your quote again, Jennifer
My Ness. Quote is, we're Citibank. We don't have a product problem. We have a marketing problem.
They did have a marketing problem. They needed to fix their marketing
there
attitude.
There you go. But he didn't realize that.
So I want to thank Jennifer Ness Hudson for joining us today. As a micro business owner, it is important to remember we are the leader of our organization. There are a lot of business tools available to us to help us succeed and grow as the expert in our field, and it's up to us to avail ourselves of these resources as much as possible. So Jennifer Ness, real quick, tell us a little bit about your company and how long you've been in business.
So my company is Financial Comfort Consulting. We deal with personal finance. I've written a couple books on personal finance and helped a ton of people to increase their credit scores and to understand personal finance. My target market are individuals who are mid-level range, not really having got the education that they need to have their finances be where they want them to be. And I also coach entrepreneurs. I teach at Franklin University. I teach entrepreneurship and teach a few one-on-one coaching classes as well. So, and I've been in business since 2009.
So if someone would like to reach out to you, how can they find you?
They could find me at my website, which is financial-comfort.com, or they could give me a call in the office at 614-595-0784.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
So Dana Finesse's contact information can also be found along with this podcast on our website, yourmanagementteam.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher, like us on Facebook, and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMT Consultants, where starting a business is tough, failing in business is unnecessary.